If last Tuesday with 14 states was super, today is simply big. Voters in 6 states have their say on the Democratic presidential candidates today. The candidates have been courting a crucial and rapidly growing voting bloc, Latinos. Every 30 seconds, a young Latino turns old enough to vote in the U.S. Today we hear from one of them living in North Carolina. From WUNC in Chapel Hill, Naomi Prilo brings us the latest installment from our year-long series, Every 30 Seconds.
Brian Gavada can't find his mom. It's been a while since he's visited the food court on the University of North Carolina at Greensboro's campus where she works. He eventually finds her sitting in the corner of a campus restaurant finishing up her lunch.
Hello, my love.
How you doing?
Are you hungry?
Yeah.
Brian's mother, Nodia Mena, teaches Spanish at the university. Brian is 19 and goes to college too, but not there. He's a sophomore at Guilford Technical Community College, which is about 15 minutes away. And he's also voting for the first time this year.
So right now, I'm registered as an independent. I feel like people that are in Democrats right now are far too left, and Republicans right now are far too right for me. So I'm going to just stay neutral as an independent.
Education is one of the issues he's following because he wants to be a teacher.
I've always been a geek for education. You know, there's no better way of seeing somebody grow throughout the year. You get to see a year's growth into kids every year, which is a beautiful thing. It's kind of like...
Both his grandmother and mom, Nodia, were teachers in Honduras. And then Nodia moved to the U.S., Brian and his mom always joke about why she left Honduras with her father.
Tell her the real reason. Tell her the real reason. I want everybody to know that. I want everybody to know.
So I was dating this guy who was good for nothing.
She jokes how her parents didn't like the guy she was dating. The real reason was her father got the opportunity to travel to the U.S. They lived in New York City, where Brian was born and where he grew up with his siblings.
Back in the Bronx, there was a lot of people like me, Afro-Latinos, a lot of brown-skinned Hispanics. But when I moved down to, Greensboro, I didn't see literally anybody like me. It wasn't until I got to college when I saw people, of Afro-Latino descent.
Brian now identifies as Afro-Latino, but growing up, it wasn't something he thought about.
It wasn't until my junior year in high school when I realized I should be adding the Afro part to my Latino. When I was a kid, I was I'm ignorant. I really don't know that much. So I'm Latino. I should be just like, the other Hispanic kids in my class. But like I said before, it wasn't until later when I realized that there's a lot more that goes into Afro-Latinos than...
His mom, Nodia, says that she was aware of being Afro-Latina because her grandmother made sure she knew about her roots.
She will take me out to the celebraciones de las ferias. And she will dress me, she will make up mi vestido y mi cosa, and go out on the street and just dance and carry on. And for me, that was the most joyful moment.
Now, their identity is something they both celebrate. Last summer, Brian spent a month in Honduras with his extended family, and he plans to visit again this year. It's also in Honduras where Nodia found her interest in politics. Her parents wanted to be involved in politics, but there wasn't any opportunity for Afro-descendants to really have a voice. That changed when she moved to the U.S. Nodia says a friend taught her about the United States political system.
And then I started getting involved with Obama. That's when I started going around canvassing and so on and so forth. Not only because he was an African-American, but also because I realized that we needed to, as Afro-descendants, we needed to get more involved in the decisions that were being made for us.
Nodia says she's always encouraged Brian to be aware of politics, but he says he still has his own ideas.
I have listened to Trump. Some of the things that he's saying, he's politically right, as in you have to respect it, but some things aren't logical. So right now, I am leaning towards Bernie as the Democrat.
Brian did vote in the North Carolina primaries last week. But it's still not clear who will win the Democratic nomination. One thing is for sure, together, Brian and his mom will monitor this election closely. For The World, I'm Naomi Prilo in North Carolina.